The next patient is Mercedes Cuadra. The last name is C-U-A-D-R-A. First name is Mercedes, M-E-R-C-E-D-E-S. Clinical case of a 69-year-old Hispanic female that has been referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B that has been deteriorating progressively, along with the presence of a multicystic disease of the kidney. Period. An MRI of the abdomen was done, in which complex bilateral Ryland lesions, non-specific in appearance, were found. The imaging with contrast is highly recommended and could be done. And comparison with the prior studies is also recommended. Unfortunately, this patient comes from South Florida, and the original imaging are not available. Whether or not the patient is able to retrieve them is unknown. Period. Taking into consideration that the cystic lesions are not well depicted or clarified, I'm going to request the opinion of the urologist, Dr. Arciola. The case will be referred to him in order to clarify this condition. Period. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 2.1 with a BUN of 49. The BUN creatinine ratio is despair, and the estimated EFR has gone down to 25. This patient is taking a combination of furosemide and spironolactone, 40 and 25 respectively. And this could be a diuretic effect, even more when the patient has the diabetes mellitus that is under control, and a urinalysis without proteinuria. This could be a hemodynamic effect. Number two, the patient seems to be suffering from anemia for a long period of time. In the presence of a renal impairment, we have to rule out the possibility of a paraprotein. For that reason, we are going to order a kappa lambda ratio, as well as a serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation and urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation. The patient has been recommended to stop the administration of spironolactone. Period. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, the patient is with morbid obesity. She has lost 5 pounds since the last visit, but this could be explained by volume contraction as well. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post-coronary artery bypass. The patient takes Ranolazine, R-A-N-O-L-A-Z, like in Zulu, I-N-E-E-R, 1,000 milligrams on daily basis. We know that this medication could make impact in the kidney function. But I am not going to manipulate that medication because the patient is asymptomatic. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is on Crestor, 40 milligrams every day. However, the cholesterol is 227, the LDL is 140, HDL is 52. Might be diet related, and the patient is willing to change the diet. Following number, the patient has a history of epilepsy that is treated with the administration of Keppra. At the present time, we are going to reevaluate this case. In 3 months with laboratory workup, we are going to refer the case to urology for a second opinion regarding the cystic lesions in the kidney and the possibility of malignancies, as mentioned before. Re-evaluation in 3 months, we spend 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes examining the patient and in the face-to-face evaluation, and 10 minutes in the documentation.